This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. The Lyon College athletic trainer in Batesville has reported a theft to the Independence County Sheriff's Department. Sean Tackett said that between Saturday night at 7:30 and Monday morning at 10:30, someone entered his training room at the college and took over $2,400 in training room supplies and equipment, including digital cameras and memory cards. The college is served by a security company who did not note a suspicious activity in the area. The department deputies also arrested one man for driving while intoxicated, arrested also 27-year-old Stephen Kyle Patterson of Newark after a traffic stop and charged him with giving a false name to police, or what's called criminal impersonation. Police found he was wanted on a parole violation. Patterson was also in possession of hydrocodone, a narcotic, without having a prescription for the drug. Police also arrested 23-year-old Felix P. Vicente for leaving the scene of an accident in which he was at fault. He was also charged with failure to yield at a stop sign and driving without a valid driver's license. And a West Batesville man was ticketed for being in possession of multiple controlled substances and for four misdemeanor traffic violations after being involved in a two-vehicle accident early Monday morning. It was on St. Louis Street in Batesville in front of Colton's Restaurant. 30-year-old Mervin Hamilton was injured in the collision with a 2006 Kenworth. He was taken to the White River Medical Center. Deputy Gary Frank said the controlled substances found on Hamilton at the hospital were Xanax, hydrocodone, and marijuana. The Independence County Quorum Court last night passed a resolution in support of the 2011 Interstate Rehabilitation Program. Governor Mike Beebe has called a special election asking Arkansans to vote for authorizing new bonds so that he can finish rehabilitating the interstates, a program that was started in 1999. There will be no new taxes and no increase in existing taxes. If you want more information, log on the World Wide Web to MoveArkansasForward.com. Good news from County Treasurer Bob Treadway last night in Independence County as he reported on the sales tax collections. He said collections in September were just over $268,000. That was 2.5% over collections of September last year. He also said that was 3.3% ahead of last year's collections year to date. And just a reminder, irregardless of what county in Arkansas you live in, personal property taxes are delinquent after Monday, October 17th. And just in time for the crucial winter holidays, Walmart Stores aims to recreate the feeling of a local store for its more than 9 million Facebook fans. The retailer has announced a partnership with a social networking site that offers Facebook pages specifically tailored for each of its more than 3,500 locations. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.